on Delphi.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on. Big O Tires.
Listen to all that cash I saved shopping at my local big deal store. I know what you're thinking. Jenny, tell me more. Well, this is a secret I love sharing. Shop your local big deal store from your phone, computer, or tablet for gift certificates at discounted prices. Automotive, pets, retail, groceries, entertainment, outdoor, restaurants, services, travel, health, beauty. It's all there. Shop and soon you'll be saving, too.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that weight. What's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's rushing the competition in storage value and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 East to Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
That's good for the soul. Mm-hmm. Kind of soothing there.
And a lot of good music for the soul, but can't go wrong with George Benson.
No, so. That one is a good one.
Yep.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Thanks to Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. Thanks to Mann, Chevrolet, GMC, and Delphi, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, Avery Home Store, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, VFW Post 1110, Marshan's Window Tinning. Boy, if you're not calling Mr. Marshan today.
No kidding.
I'm thinking, whoo, your car is so hot when you open the door. This would help, too.
Yeah.
Get your windows tinted.
I'm thinking Alan's probably already taking the phone off the hook.
Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters. And with all the rain we've had, holy cow, I feel like if you had a leak, you've now discovered it. Because
it's like,
all
do
the
they
rain.
Make gutters big enough at this point?
I don't know.
I mean, some of the rains we got last night were crazy. It was going overflow.
Absolutely. Simplify Family Dental, the Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water at Boone and Clinton County, Shoups Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. Now, a couple of things here. Julie had talked about how many pizza places they had down there, over there, in Delphi. And according to a survey, pizza is a $45 billion industry in the U.S. with 3 billion pizzas sold per year. 93% of Americans eat at least one pizza per month. That seems low. It says at least one, but...
Only one? Yeah, that's gonna be
at least
that's
it
be
says
low.
At least one per month.
Well, it depends on where they live.
I guess. I just think that seems low.
Yeah.
Friday night is the biggest night of the week for eating pizza. 36% of all pizza orders get pepperoni on their pizza. The least favorite topping is anchovies.
Yeah. I don't like anything that looks back at me.
So you've never had cow tongue either?
No.
It's funny, I came across that in our freezer last night, was the cow tongue from the last cow we got processed.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I went, oh, hello.
my grandson and my son-in-law love that stuff, but yeah. No.
Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza each day, or about 350 slices per second. That's a lot of pizza.
That's a lot of pizza.
So, but pizza's good. We did get a request as we get close to Kirk's Crossing, which is coming up here very, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Rob from Kirk's Crossing Festival is putting out a plea. They're still looking for some vendors. It can be crafts, knickknacks, food, whatever. They're looking for entries for the parade as well. That starts at noon on Saturday the 27th. So that tells you when it is. So Kirk's Crossing will be the 26th, 27th. And I believe they do a church service on the 28th
Sunday,
as
yeah.
well. So it's
yeah.
a weekend of events there in Kirkland. If you would like more information on possibly being a vendor for Kirk's Crossing, you can give me a call here at the station afterwards, and I'll give you Rob's phone number to get in touch with him or his email about possibly being a vendor or getting your entry in for the parade. So, love a good parade.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'll be broadcasting live tomorrow. Hopefully the weather. Russ says it's supposed to be nice in the morning. Now, Russell, if you could make that happen during the time I'm supposed to be broadcasting, that would be great. So, big evening tomorrow night at Prairie Creek Park. Of course, first of all, it is a movie night. And I was trying to find the movie here. Or a tune night. I'm sorry. My brain.
I was going to say it's a band.
I know. My brain.
Downtown tune night.
Yeah. So it's Jake, either Tao or Toe. I don't know how you say the name of the band. But it's tomorrow night. And the Community Foundation has partnered with the City of Frankfort because they are celebrating their 30th anniversary. So I will be broadcasting live 6 to 8. However, this all starts from 6:30 to 9 at Prairie Creek Park. Again, it's part of the celebration for the 30th anniversary. And they're giving away $30,000 worth of scholarships and grants mm-hmm. tomorrow night. So super excited about that. And then I will get a chance to talk to some of the grant winners.
Yeah.
And I like that this grant cycle, what they're doing, or I mean, I guess it's not a grant cycle, but for the special evening that they're doing for the 30th, is it can be somebody that's been in school already.
Mm-hmm.
It can be somebody just going to college. They're doing small business or for our community partners, our not-for-profits. They're pulling some grants for them as well.
Yeah.
So it should be a really cool night. And then a lot of the not-for-profits that they work with will have booths set up tomorrow night out there as well. And they'll be giving things away. The Community Foundation is giving away swag bags. Of course, I will have Indiana Beach tickets and Holiday World tickets in tow. So that's all happening tomorrow night. So looking forward to that at Prairie Creek Park. Please come and join us, even if you just want to come and say hi. It's really a celebration for the community because they wanted to give back for everybody that's helped them. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just hit the last grant cycle, and we made our target for the Lilly Endowment.
Made it early and carried over some.
Carried over some because they're doing another one, which is exceptionally rare. But we have until, what did she say, to 2027?
I believe so.
Was it December of 2027 to do this? But because we all did so well before, us in Howard County have a little bit of a head start in the game.
And
so
it's the triple your money.
Yes.
$1 makes $3.
Yes. So come out and join us, and maybe if you would like to give a little donation that night, again, it all adds up. So
and it all stays in the county.
It all stays in the county as well. Did you have anything else that you
I was just looking at the weather forecast, but we'll just forget that.
Oh, don't.
There is a chance. But, it's the heat, the pop-ups, the humidity. So there is a chance, but I'm not putting any percentage on it or anything. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I'll be out there either way. A little water doesn't bother me.
Nope.
So also, Frankfort Parks is having their block party Saturday. This one is at John Redmond Park, a.k.a. 3rd Street Park. That's, I think, what everybody around here calls it. 6 o'clock until 8, and the last one was a great success. Again, I thought that was really cool that they were doing something like that. And, of course, Red Barn Summer Theater, they've got some things going on out there as well. Tomorrow night is another Main Street Mixer as well. This Main Street Mixer is at Frasita's Ice Cream, downtown Frankfort, 5:30 to 6:30, with light appetizers provided. Have you ever been in that little Frasita's? It's so cute on the inside with the little swings. Yeah. If you haven't been in there, go check it out.
Yeah,
it's a great little location. It's very cute. Also Friday, the community library is having their summer extravaganza from 5 o'clock until 6. This is outside the library, and by the way, it is free. Again, I think our community does a really great job of trying to bring things for the community to do that don't cost money to do them. Like all these things in the park, all the concerts, all the movies, all the tune nights, those are all free. And here we have the library putting on something free as well. So that's coming up. And then, of course, the Abby and Libby Memorial Ride is Saturday. Registration is at 9 a.m. Kickstands go up at 11. It's $25 for a single rider and $30 for a double rider. And then this all goes back to the park as well. And so, by the way, good reminder from Russell here this morning. Kilmore Bridge has been restored and open. And by the way, you can check out pictures of that on Clinton, Carroll, and Boone County Daily News.com and on the website. It was on Facebook. I'm sorry. It was on Facebook. He had photos of it last night as well, I think, is where I saw it. So that is open. Looks great. It's nice. Nice not to have to, you know, go around.
Quick reminder, though, you brought up the bridge. I just want to remind people, I have not received anything yet from NDOT as to whether or not the I-65 is open yet, but I-65 was shut down from 28 to 47 this morning because of a bad accident, and I did get that put up on the website, but I hadn't received, as of airtime, and it might be sitting on my computer right now, but as of airtime, both sides, northbound and southbound, were pretty well shut down. Southbound was shut down completely. Northbound, you might as well say it was shut down. Mm. And so we will, as soon as we get an update on that, we will let you know on the website. You can check out the websites and get that update there, but bad accident, and you hate to hear that.
I do. I hate to hear that.
And, you know, right there at the 2865 exchange, so, yeah.
Also, I will be broadcasting live again on Saturday for the Summer Concert Series at Prairie Creek Park. Coming up Saturday night is Matt Jordan and Cookin' Bell. Again, the shows begin at 6:30, and they are free. And, of course, there will lots be food vendors down there as well, so plan on coming and eating and enjoying a great evening. All you have to do is bring your lawn chair or a blanket or something. You might want to bring something. If you're planning on sitting on the ground, you might want to bring something that doesn't get your fanny wet when you stand up. So, and then also our friends at Indiana Beach Saturday, this is in the Indiana Beach Ballroom. Again, they're celebrating 100 years as well. Mellon Cougar, a tribute to John Mellencamp. So that could be
Kind of fun.
And Sunday at Abby and Libby Memorial Park is their Summer Sundown Concert Series, Peter and Company, 7 to 8:30. Again, that's another place if you haven't been to. The event is also free, open to the public. Bring your lawn chairs or blankets, and they will have refreshments for purchase as well. So that's coming up. They have clean restrooms. Man, that is a great little park area. So they have a lot going on, too. Also, don't forget to get your ducks. Have you gotten your ducks yet?
No, I haven't got my ducks yet. I'm still looking at this duck somebody and opt not to be ducked.
I don't know. I like the duck.
I like the duck, yeah.
I'm like,
I'd almost pay to have my house ducked.
That's what I said. Can you pay to have your own house ducked?
I mean, it's kind of cool.
It's very cool, yes.
So, Mulberry Library, take it and make it. They've got the Father's Day craft for kids. You can swing by there and pick it up. Up until the 13th, which I believe is Saturday, you can pick it up and make something, let your kiddos make something for dad or grandpa or whoever for Father's Day. That's coming up.
Wait. That is a good reminder. Father's Day is, what, the 21st this year?
Yeah, I think it's late this year.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I gave my husband his gift last night. It finally came in the mail, and I can't wait to show it to you.
Mm.
one of those.
We just do one big celebration because we have three birthdays and Father's Day, so everybody gets something.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, don't leave out Dad. I feel like Dad's kind of get shortchanged.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, we have my son-in-law and my husband get the Father's Day, and then the rest of us get birthdays, so it works out.
United Way, by the way, is still collecting school supplies. They're doing that through July 15th. You can drop those off at the United Way office, which is at 1234 Rossville Avenue. They need supply boxes, notebooks, loose leaf paper, scissors, headphones, highlighters, markers, crayons, you name it, rulers, erasers, ink pens, paint sets, index cards, anything you can think of.
Yeah, and Anita did say the hardest thing that they to get is the supply boxes.
Oh, really?
So she said that is the thing that they come up the shortest on every year. So keep that in mind when you're picking up stuff to donate to them. If you are an antique tractor buff and you love to see the antique tractors, you can go out to the 20th Annual Wildcat Creek Antique Tractor and Engine Show that's happening at Greentown at the fairgrounds in Howard County. And that is going on. It's free admission. Alice Chalmers happens to be the brand that is near and dear to Cindy's heart. That's the featured brand this year, but that is going on Friday and Saturday. All kinds of scheduled events for that, and even on Sunday, too, as well. So you can check out the websites for that. I know it's up. MJ's got it up on the website, so you can check it out. And head over there. I imagine that's probably where we'll end up some point in time this weekend.
We only have a few weeks left as well to fuel up and make a difference during the months of May and June. So we only have the rest of June to get to any Good2Go gas station in Frankfort and round up your total purchase inside at the register. If they don't ask, you ask them. This is to help support CRAM and for their summer Christian concert during the Hot Dog Festival, which will be coming up the weekend after the fair. And speaking of the fair, they're still having Stock the Trailer at the Clinton County 4-H Fair. And you can donate all kinds of things. I mean, they need personal items like toothpaste, dental floss, body wash, shampoo, deodorant, feminine items, socks and underwear, those kinds of things. Clear to food and pet supplies, fruit juice, baking items, beans, canned meat and fish, cereal, peanut butter, bottled water, pet supplies, dog and cat food, cat litter, cleaners, and toys. And those can all be dropped off at the extension office, and they will use those to stock the trailer as we get closer to the fair.
Yeah, I got a reminder, too. The genealogy workshop that is happening this Friday at the Frankfort Library is from 5 to 9, but you do need to register, so you can go online at the myfcpl.org/calendar, and you can register there. It's a free event. They just need registration because there's only so much room, and you'll have to, if you print anything off, because you'll have all the resources to research. You can use the library's resources to do that, get online. You can print stuff off, but you will have the normal printing fees to go along with that, so if you're wanting to dig in more into your genealogy, you can get that done.
And I guess we're moving ahead. We are reminding everybody that Camp Cullum's Prairie Grass Observatory is having a public open house. And their next evening coming up is June 20th. That is a moon night, 9:20 p.m. They'll have Glover's Ice Cream for an ice cream social as well. And they're going to introduce a new flavor, blueberry waffle. I wonder if it has chunks of waffle in it.
I have no idea.
How come Shan doesn't bring us samples of ice cream? I'm going to have to talk to him about that.
I know.
I'm going to have to talk to him about that. Doggone it.
He does leave us samples every once in a while. It's just very few and far between.
We have a connection and we're not connected. Doggone it.
going backward now, back to where we're at, to the current calendar. Mm-hmm. Thursday night at Mulberry, Dinosaur Monoprints. Now, this is going on at the, it's through the library, but this is going on at the satellite branches. Mulberry, Thursday, June 11th, 3 to 4, this is going on. And then it's actually happening today, 3 to 4, at the Michigan Town or Michigan Road Library branch. And Rossville will be doing theirs on the 16th. From 1:30 to 2:30, but these are really cool things for kids This month of June is Dinosaur Month for the kids, and they're doing all kinds of activities for them. And then also they are doing at Frankfurt on Saturday at 10 a.m. in the art room. Registration is required, but they're making dinosaur sugar cookies. Yeah, I know.
Sounds good.
We're not in the age limit. Oh, no, actually we are. This is for age 13 and up, so hey.
There you go.
Yeah, we can make that one.
There you go. Don't forget to check out our Big Deals site as well. All you have to do is go to Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. Click the Big Deals tab. One of our companies, Baked a Cookie Company, their treats today, or what they're offering, is as far as bread, their sourdoughs, traditional white, sandwich white, cranberry orange wheat, rye brioche, and cinnamon brioche. The cinnamon brioche, not until after 10 o'clock this morning. And their treats, white chocolate raspberry scones. Their blueberry lemon scones are by far my favorite thing. They are just so good. And then they have cinnamon snails, chocolate chip cookies, shortbread cookies, gluten-free options as well, and chip cherry cookies. And you can get your certificates here before you head over there to Baked a Cookie Company in Kirkland. And speaking of Kirkland, I will be broadcasting live with them on the 4th of July. And they have some special deals that you will be hearing about very soon, coming up on the 4th of July, and we'll be talking about that. Mel will be joining us here in a couple of weeks, and he'll be talking about what they're going to be doing, and it's going, just trust me, it's going, you know, anytime Mel is involved, it's going to be a good time. So, and also today, I just want to keep our thoughts and prayers go out to the folks in different parts of the state who are under a lot of flooding right now.
Right.
I just ran across a picture in Corydon, and they are just dealing with a lot of water down there. So thoughts and prayers go out to those folks as well.
Yeah, Attica, all of those areas, they keep getting pounded. I mean, we're getting rain through here, and we're getting the isolated thunderstorms and everything coming through here. But you get just south of Crawfordsville and on south, clear down into the Ohio Valley, it's like nonstop for them. And the flooding is terrible. So, yeah.
Okay. We haven't talked about it much, but it's coming across our news feeds for those in the ag industry that have livestock, particularly cattle. The Indiana State Board of Animal Health is putting out an animal health advisory because Indiana's updated animal movement requirements have changed because of the new world screwworm. Now, you can get a lot of this information on AgriTalk. I listen to AgriTalk almost every day, and they've been talking about it, and because it kept coming closer from Mexico, it has entered the United States in Texas at this point, and maybe in New Mexico, I believe, as well. But if you are interested in that or have, you know, something that, some livestock, that is a huge thing, this new world screwworm. Could be pretty, it sounds like it's nasty.
Yeah.
So, anyway, check out the information for the Animal State Board of Health there.
Music Bingo. Have you ever played that?
No, you would whip me. There's no.
It's a lot
I need
of fun.
Put, you
it's
and Keith need to
fun.
Go at it.
I have played it before, but they are having it, no registration required, at the Frankfurt Library this Saturday at 2 p.m. in the lower level classroom. They are having it, all ages welcome, and it is the 80s edition, which would be more you than me.
Yes, I graduated in 88.
Music Bingo. So, yeah, no, you would probably kill me in this one because I am not an 80s.
No, but
music
you're still
person.
Pretty sly on that kind of stuff.
So, but yeah.
One last thing here before we let you off the hook today. There is a Dine to Donate happening today. Today is Wednesday, June 10th. It's from 4 o'clock until nine with our friends at Bruno's. And this is for the Clinton Central Summer Swim Program. So that's a Dine to Donate tonight, 4 to 9 at Bruno's, to help the folks with the Clinton Central Summer Swim Program.
Well, let's see. And didn't you say pizza's supposed to be on Friday night?
Well, it can be Wednesday.
It's going to be.
It's going to be Wednesday tonight, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, I need no excuse to have Bruno's pizza. So.
I don't either. And I got to tell you, with the heat, I baked something last night in the oven, and it was like, oh, my gosh. Even with the air conditioner on and the fan on, it just gets so hot. So I feel for all of those folks that are working in like kitchens.
And
I know Prep and Go has been talking about their kitchen as well. They're getting a new air conditioning unit because she says it's big enough for the building if it's not a kitchen.
Yeah.
But she said by the time we turn the ovens on and everything, she goes, we're just roasting in here. So they are getting some new air conditioners there, too. So.
Well, and if you can't make it to Kirkland for baked bread from baked a cookie company. A lot of times you can get bread at Prep and Go because they actually have some
there.
They
have a partnership there.
Yeah, so, you know, you swing in, you grab your lunch, you grab your supper, whatever, and you grab a loaf of bread while you're at it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's the Dine to Donate happening today. We will keep you up to date with everything else happening as well. Shan will be back in tomorrow morning, so we hope you will join him for another edition of Party Line right here on WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.